We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. The KC Air Show is September 3rd and 4th, and Kirby Chambliss is one of the performers, and he joins us. Kirby, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
You like flying upside down and doing twists and turns. That's your gig, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love flying. I love performing. I always say that, at an air show, I go out and the canvas, that's basically the sky is my canvas. The airplane is my paintbrush. And I try to paint that beautiful picture that everybody enjoy looking at.
You do. I've seen you before. You're crazy. You're crazy to want to do something like that. I'll just come right out and say it. But flying for you has been a part of your whole life, right?
It has, crazy. I'll take that as a compliment. I always feel like if I can leave that air show and people go, God, I've never seen an airplane do that before, then, I've done my job.
Kirby Chambliss is joining us. He's one of the performers that will be at the KC Air Show. Just to give our listeners some background, by your early 20s, you were flying for Southwest Airlines. So this is something that you wanted to do all your life. And, man, you were at it early.
Yes, sir, I was. I mean, the thing is, before that, I was flying corporate. I was flying a business jet, and that's how I got interested in aerobatics. Our chief pilot was a smart guy and basically said, hey, all my guys get aerobatic training. If that jet ends up upside down with the CEO on board, we want you to be able to fix it. And so I went out in an aerobatic airplane. We turned it upside down, and I went, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. And, basically my whole life went towards that. And so on the U.S. aerobatic team for many years and, did the Red Bull Air Race. And, it's been my life. And I love still, performing and flying aerobatics. I'm very fortunate to be able to fly with the whole, Red Bull team with Aaron Fitzgerald with the Red Bull helicopter and all of our skydivers. And we do a really cool thing all together. And so I think people will really enjoy it. I hope to come out and see the show.
How do you train to flip over, fly upside down? I mean, there's no safety net. I mean, if your butt's pointing up and you figure out, maybe I'm not cut out for this. How do you train for stuff like that?
So basically, you go up high and so you have a lot of time to figure things out. And, people think, oh, my God, that airplane, it's 800 feet going end over end over end. Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's like, stretching my arms out and running down through somewhere. The wings are basically just an extension, of my body. That's how comfortable I am in the airplane. I've spent, thousands of hours in there perfecting these things. And so I'm super comfortable doing it. And, I don't just go out and do something crazy. I mean, basically, I've trained it, and done that, thousands of times and perfected it so that I can do it low level. And I know the outcome no matter what.
Kirby Chambliss will be performing at the KC Air Show September 3rd and 4th. For a long time, you've been one of the top aerobatic pilots in the world. What separates great pilots from good ones?
Well, I always say, practice. I mean, when I was on the U.S. aerobatic team and I've won the national championships many, many times. And, I just trained harder than everybody else then, so that was just my life. I mean, three flights a day and, 5-6 days a week. And that's just what you do. And, good coaching and stuff. But also it's just, you're spending time with that airplane and you're learning, the way to perfect those maneuvers. And I always say at a competition, it was my job to create the illusion. I had 10 judges there and basically I give them what they want to see.
What type of plane will you have in Kansas City?
I fly an Edge 540. With the exception of the propeller, everything's built right here in the United States of America. The airplane's manufactured in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and by pretty amazing folks, and they're also a military contractor.
As you're spinning and flying upside down, how fast will you be going?
About this fast is maybe about 250 miles an hour, but from zero basically to 250 and back and forth. And, I'll be experiencing about 10 positive G's and somewhere around 7 or 8 negative G's while I'm doing that.
For the average person, when you talk about G's and negative G's, average person without any training, at what point would someone pass out or get sick? Like if I, without any training and all of a sudden I'm pushed into negative G's, at what point am I passing out?
Well, it depends on, you know, we can all take a lot of G for short duration, you know, it's basically that long duration. But, you know, if we were to probably do a 6G, even a 6G 270 degree turn, then a lot of people, you know, if you didn't have the G training and then also, you know, you weren't built up to that point, then, you know, you might pass out. I mean, everybody's different. You know, I've taken a 90 pound girl that's just like, this is the coolest thing ever. And a, you know, 250 pound football player that he's like, that's it, I'm done, you know. So, you know, everybody's different. You know, it's like the ultimate roller coaster ride. You don't have to stay on the tracks.
You live in Phoenix, correct? Or the Phoenix area in Arizona?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So you have an air show in Kansas City. Now, this may seem like a really dumb question. Do you fly your stunt plane from show to show? And how often do you have to stop to refuel? Or how do you get your plane there?
In the U.S., you know, I have somebody that flies it around. And, you know, as long as we're in the U.S., it does get flown from show to show. It's pretty fast for an aerobatic airplane. It'll do about, you know, it'll cruise at about 210 miles an hour. And Kansas City, you probably do two stops to Kansas City in that airplane. I supply the support airplane. I have somebody ferry the air show airplane. So I suffer with the single engine turboprop that goes to 30,000 feet with the autopilot and air conditioning and all that. So, but I carry all the parts to support the airplane.
That's good. You can fly in style. Your wife is also a pilot.
That's correct. Yeah, she flew skydivers down at Skydive Arizona. And, you know, I always kid everybody. I go, there's no better reason to jump out of a perfectly good airplane than if your wife is flying it. But no, I've jumped out of her plane many times, you know, and I love to skydive too. That's a lot of fun. So
is she sane, or is she crazy like you and enjoys flying upside down?
She doesn't really care for the upside down stuff, you know, but yeah, she's a good pilot. And she's not insane either.
Yeah. Kirby Chambliss, a two-time Red Bull Air Race World Champion, will be performing at the KC Air Show September 3rd and 4th. When you're on the ground, after you do your routine, who do you like to watch? Who else should fans look out for?
Oh, my God. There's, you know, that's the thing about this Kansas City show. It's crazy how many performers there are, you know. I mean, they do an amazing job. I mean, and it's, you know, it's action-packed, you know, for 4 or 5 hours. And there's so many great performers, you know. Matt Youngkin will be there. You know, Kevin Coleman. There will be the whole Red Bull team, you know, the jet teams. Yeah, so it's something to see. And it's really, as far as from a performer standpoint, I mean, it's one of the biggest shows, you know, that you'll see all year.
So many people, individuals, along with Kirby, and then the U.S. Army Golden Knights, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds will be there. Talk about Aaron Fitzgerald in this Red Bull helicopter. I thought it was crazy enough you getting into a plane and flipping, but I see a photo of this on the KC Air Show website, kcairshow.org. And it looks like this helicopter is flying straight up in the air. Does he do the same things you do? Oh, my goodness.
No, he can't do all the same things. I mean, you know, but a helicopter's not really supposed to go upside down. You know, it's got a rigid rotor system in that allows him to do that. And, you know, we've got several people that do that for Red Bull. Mainly, Aaron's really the only one here in the United States, but over in Europe. And, yeah, they train all the time. And it's really cool, I mean, to watch it. And you're just not used to seeing a helicopter fly upside down. Aaron does an amazing job. And along with our entire team, and we've got, you know, we'll have 4 skydivers there. They'll be in wing suits. You know, it looks like, we call them squirrel suits, where they're flying across the sky. I'm rolling around them and interacting with them. I interact with the helicopter, and we put on the show, you know, that lasts for about 20 minutes, and it's got all different kind of elements of flying from, you know, from the helicopter to the airplane to the skydiving. It's really cool.
Kirby, as a former passenger pilot, I'm sure you get asked this all the time. A lot of people uneasy, afraid of flying. What do you tell people to calm their nerves?
You know, I mean, it's the safest form of transportation, you know, hands down. I mean, so, you know, and yeah, I've in turbulence or something, I've had people say, is it bumpy? Is it kind of scary to me? And I said, you know, it's just like a bumpy road. I mean, it's there's nothing that's dangerous about it. It's just annoying and a little bit uncomfortable, you know, and you'd much rather be on the smooth highway. But every now and then you got to travel down that bumpy road.
Kirby Chambliss, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you at the KC Air Show.
Great. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.